Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Or between this space here and greatness, there's a lot of work. There's so much space to fill in with work. And we just say, fuck it. I'll just stay over here in this space.
You know the heaviest weight you'll carry? Is knowing the man that you could be, but not doing the things you know you would need to do to become him. It's a decision at that point.
It's like failure, guys. It's only temporary. Giving up, well, that's permanent. Giving up on your potential, what you can be because you're scared of the outcome. That's permanent. Giving up on the challenge of going for what's safe and comfortable. That's permanent. The belief once turned your back off. You turn your back on your belief of what you can be. If you do that, say hello to the debate inside your head for the rest of your life. It never stops talking to you.
You just have to write down your dream and then write down a list of how do you accomplish that. What do I need to do? What do I need to learn to be able to accomplish those goals? And that's what I do. I don't just sit there and worry about it. I just start doing it. And don't be so worried if you're afraid. It's like, okay, I feel it. It's like, that's fine. Just keep working through it. Really, the fear you feel is the unknown. It's what you don't know. And just kind of recognize that it's okay not to know and work towards a knowingness of things.
Every one of us has self-limiting beliefs. Every one of us believes ourselves to be limited in some way. Every one of us believes ourselves to be limited in intelligence, creativity, money-making ability. I can't sell. I can't speak in front of audiences. We tend to think that we are not capable of being on time. We're not mechanically inclined and so on and so forth. But exhaustive research demonstrates that talents are pretty evenly spread throughout the population. That most of the limitations we have do not exist in reality. They exist only in your own mind. And one of the starting points of great achievement is to start questioning those self-limiting beliefs and throw them off and act as if they did not exist.
It's the only way to learn. You have to fail. Failure is a part of the process to becoming successful. I tell people this all the time. Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player in the world, he took 946 game-winning shots. 946 times since he was in high school, the ball has been in his hand to take the game-winning shot with no time on the clock. He has only made 146 of those. You know what they write about? When you make it. They write about when you make it.
Work like they're trying to take it from you, because they are. If you're not working like someone is trying to take everything you've worked for, someone eventually will. They don't care that you're tired. They don't care how you feel. They don't care about your excuses. They don't care about your emotions. Complacency kills.
You quit. Why is that, sir?
Well, you know, I gave it everything I had. But there's always going to be someone better out there. Everyone has limits, and in the end, I ran straight into mine. Maybe you can't relate, but you'll get it when you're older.
No, I won't. I never give up, sir. I'll die before I get it.
So what would you say the biggest deception was? What was the biggest lie you were told?
It's not that simple.
Why not?
No, that's the biggest lie I was ever told. It's not that simple. And it's a lie they tell you over and over again.
What's not simple?
Any of it. All of it. It's how they get you to give up. They say it's not that simple, Vinny.
So what's the truth?
That it is. That if you just do the thing that they tell you, you can't, then it's done. And you realize it is that simple.
What are you afraid of, Eric?
I'm not afraid of anything.
No. You're afraid of something. And it's stopping you.
Stopping? From what?
From becoming what we all know you're capable of being.
What I'm capable of, what I'm capable of. You know something, Mr. Finier, I'm always hearing that. What I'm capable of. I took the SATs last year, remember? I blew them. You know, maybe I'm just not meant to be in college.
Maybe you're someone who gives up too easily. What'll it be, Mr. Matthews? Who are you?
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. But you can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing. What are you passionate about?
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers. But that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding Ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Another moment of life. Our lives, what we create, are made from the decisions we made on a moment-to-moment basis. Champions are never woken up and born into success. They're created, they're matured, their struggle has been weathered through that effort of hard work and dedication and sacrifice to achieve that championship status. It's these moments, these decisions we make on a daily basis. Do we get up early and go for a run? Do we hit the snooze button? Do we go that extra rep in the gym and our body's dying? Do we push past that? All these little things are the inches that add up to be the measure of difference between first place and forever forgotten. Second place. Huge margins. But if you look about your day and all these little moments of life, all these little opportunities are in your wheelhouse. You create them. And later in life, when you're crying because you came up short, stop being so selfish. Look back on your day, examine it, put it under a microscope, and have responsibility for your actions. Those inches you need to be number one then, which is now in the past, are around us every single day. It's not a bad break. It's not the ref making a bad call. It's that you get up that day and do those little tiny things, the little details, the little nuggets of life. That's what adds up to be the difference.
If you have a dream, if you have a goal in life that you want to accomplish, I can tell you, hard work, dedication, determination, but always have that dream and continue to have that vision, because when you continue to propel forward, you will see accomplishments. Take small steps, and sooner or later, they will continue to grow and grow and grow into bigger accomplishments. Believe in yourself, stay strong, stay focused. No matter what, the bad times don't last forever. If someone tells you you can't, you prove to them that you can. If someone fires you from a job, you say, you know what? When one door closes, another door opens. Always believe in yourself. Don't try to be like anyone else. Live your dreams, live your thoughts, and live your ideas to the fullest. And always believe that no matter what happens in your life, it's for a greater purpose.
Rise, young warrior. You must get up. Your journey is not over.
I can't fight him. He has all my weapons. I have nothing.
When you began your journey, you were determined. Nothing could stop you. And now that you are so close, are you willing to give up so easily?
It was easier at the beginning.
Beginnings are often easier. But think of all that you have accomplished along your journey.
What's the point of fighting my way up the mountain when someone else is just going to come up the easy way?
There is always going to be someone who does things the easy way. But that should not stop you from doing things the right way. It is your journey, young warrior. Only you decide when it ends.
I just don't think I can do this. I'm never going to find a home.
You know, sometimes your mind plays tricks on you. It can tell you you're no good, that it's all hopeless. But I've discovered this. You are loved and important. And you bring to this world things that no one else can. So hold on.
The best things in life are obvious. They don't need a plan, perfect timing, or anyone's approval. They come from a feeling you can't ignore. You don't have to overthink it or force it. The work feels weightless, the risk feels small, and the hours you spend disappear. That's how you know it's yours. It doesn't fight you, it finds you. So lean into that thing, because that's where the magic is.
Life isn't a straight line. It's not a neat series of steps that lead you from where you are to where you want to be.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Storm, a constant push and pull between hope and heartbreak, between progress and pain. And sometimes it feels like the storm is winning. You work, you fight, you give everything you have, and for what? To watch things fall apart? To lose what you thought you'd built? To feel like the universe is laughing in your face? It's hard not to wonder sometimes. What's the point? But here's the truth about life, and it's not the easy, polished truth people like to tell you. The truth is, life is hard, unfair, brutal, and relentless. It doesn't care how tired you are. It doesn't care how much you've already endured. It will keep coming at you, wave after wave, testing your strength, testing your patience, testing your will to keep moving. And that's the thing about life. It's not meant to be easy. Because it's not the easy moments that shape us. It's not the smooth paths that teach us who we are. It's the struggle, the fight. The times when everything feels impossible, but you find a way to take one more step anyway. Think about the hardest moments of your life, the times you thought you wouldn't make it, the nights you cried yourself to sleep, the mornings you woke up feeling like you couldn't face another day. You didn't just survive those moments. You grew from them. They pushed you to your limits, and in doing so, they showed you what you're capable of. And that's the lesson life keeps teaching us. Growth doesn't happen in comfort. It happens in the fire. But here's what makes it so hard. When you're in the middle of it, when the fire is burning and the storm is raging, it's almost impossible to see what's on the other side. It's hard to imagine that the pain will end, that the struggle will be worth it, that you'll come out stronger. It feels like the darkness will never lift, but it does. It always does. Life has a way of breaking us open, of tearing us apart, so that we can rebuild ourselves into something stronger. And I know that sounds cruel, like a punishment, but it's not. It's life's way of teaching us resilience, of showing us that we're capable of more than we ever imagined. And the only way to learn that is to keep going. Because here's the thing about life. It doesn't stop. The clock doesn't pause for you to catch your breath. The world doesn't wait for you to feel ready. It keeps moving. And if you want to survive, if you want to thrive, you have to keep moving with it. Even when it's hard, especially when it's hard. But moving forward doesn't mean you have to have it all figured out. It doesn't mean you have to know exactly where you're going or how you're going to get there. Sometimes, it's enough just to take one step, just to do the next right thing. Because progress isn't about speed, it's about persistence. It's about refusing to give up, no matter how many times you fall. You don't have to move fast, you just have to move. And let me tell you something, you are stronger than you think. You've survived every single bad day you've ever had, every heartbreak, every disappointment, every failure. You've gotten through it all. And if you're still here, if you're still breathing, that means you still have a chance to fight, a chance to grow, a chance to build something out of the rubble, The pain you're feeling right now, it's temporary. The struggle you're facing, it's temporary. But the strength you gain from pushing through it, that's permanent. That's yours forever. The key is not to let life's hardships define you. Don't let the pain harden you. Don't let the failures convince you that you're not enough. Don't let the storm make you forget who you are. You are not your setbacks. You are not your struggles. You are the person who keeps going, who refuses to quit, who finds a way to rise, no matter how many times you fall. And I get it. Sometimes it feels like the weight is too much to carry. Sometimes you feel like you don't have the strength to keep going. But let me tell you something. You don't have to carry it all at once. You don't have to do it all today. You just have to keep moving, step by step, day by day, until the weight starts to feel lighter. Because here's the truth. The storm doesn't last forever. The fire doesn't burn forever. The darkness doesn't stay forever. And when the clouds clear, when the ashes settle, when the light starts to break through, you'll see what all of this was for. You'll see that the struggle wasn't meaningless, that the pain wasn't wasted, that it all shaped you into someone stronger, someone wiser, someone who is capable of facing whatever comes next. So, if you're in the middle of the storm right now, if you're feeling broken, if you're wondering how you're going to keep going, I want you to remember this. You've made it through every storm before this one. You found a way to keep moving.
Ancient Greeks would say that the gods always envied the mortals because their life was so ephemeral. They had so much chance that could happen to them, right? Where the gods always knew that they weren't going to die and it was completely guaranteed. And so here's my point. Let's consider the alternative, which is that you are on the path and you are guaranteed to know that you're going to get the outcome. All of the mystery is gone. There is no excitement. And so what we do is we basically have this wish that if it actually came true, we would hate it even more than our current circumstance. If you knew that you were going to succeed, it wouldn't be worth doing to begin with. The fact that you are uncertain when you start is what makes it worthwhile. And the fallacy of being in the pursuit is the worry or the concern that it won't amount to anything, because who you are becoming is the thing that you are amounting to in real time every day.
What do you think separates a great story from just a good story?
Easy. In a good story, bad things happen to good people. In a great story, bad things happen to heroes. Because there's always conflict, and there's always suffering, and that can be just like, oh, that was awful. But the great stories, the ones we keep telling, are the ones where the person who would be a victim becomes a creator. He says, I'm not going to stay in fear. I'm going to make something from this. And they stand up and they go out on an adventure. And what looks like it could have been a tragedy becomes an adventure.
I see you. I see all of the hard work that you put in, all of the struggle that you endure, all of the things that go on behind the scenes that no one else sees and you don't get any appreciation for. I see you, and I'm proud of you. And not only am I proud of you, but you inspire me.
Are you right where you're supposed to be? I don't know. I could sit here and tell you that's the case, but I promise it wouldn't be helpful to hear if it wasn't honest. Should you appreciate the present moment? Of course. But if you're unsatisfied with your life, I will never encourage you to be okay with staying right where you are. You see, self-love is not found in lowering your expectations. Self-love is found in recognizing what you're capable of and knowing that you deserve that potential.
You have to start with action. It needs to be, okay, what would have had to have happened in a week's time for me to look back on that week and find pride in myself?
You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre and everything's okay. But being a badass hurts real bad.
Well, it's that time of year again, we start to feel real happy. Why? Because we're not going to work. It's a real good time of year. So in that good time of year, we start to feel real good about ourselves. So I start to feel great. So we start making promises to ourselves about, hey, I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to do better in school. I'm going to be better here, be better there. But guess what happens? The real Merry Christmas happens when all of that noise is gone, it's quiet, and it's you against you. And now all those endorphins are gone. And what promise you made about getting up early and getting after to go lose weight, study harder, guess what? It's a lot harder now. That repetition becomes a lot harder now. So a lot of us can't do things on our own. So find somebody in your life. So when you throw that towel in, they throw that back at you and say, you're not done yet. Stay true to yourself. Stay hard.
You're always one choice away. One moment of courage from turning it all around. But here's the truth. Nothing changes if you don't. It's not about waiting for the right time or hoping for a sign. It's about deciding that this moment, this one right here, is the one you'll finally show up for yourself. The best version of you is waiting. Don't leave them hanging. This is your shot. Take it.
Number one reason for success is people focus on things that have high potential consequences. Number one reason for failure is people focus on things that have low or no potential consequences. So ask yourself what's holding you back, and usually it's the quality of self-discipline or it's a skill.
My father used to tell me, a focused fool can accomplish more than a distracted genius. And so your most valuable asset isn't your time, it's your attention. A man with time and distractions will always lose to a man with a deadline and a singular focus. And so it's never been easier to be successful than it is today. It's just also never been easier to be distracted.
Remember, it's not what you have, but what you do with what you have that separates winners from losers. The Greek philosopher Epictetus once said that circumstances do not make the man or woman, they merely reveal him to himself. The response to the adversity of life is the real measure of who you are and what you're made of.
If you don't know where you want to go, or who you want to be, you eventually just float around, then you eventually crash.
Most people walk around with no goals, no ambition. They don't know where they're going. It's like a ship with no destination. If you don't know where you're going, you'll never get there.
Ask yourself this. If I had a gun to your head and I said, pick the one thing that you want to do in life that would just make you absolutely happy, would give you a sense of fulfillment and peace of mind, never mind that it's not going to make you money. The thing that you would do if money was not an issue, what is it?
Just remember what you were put here to do. You're not a mistake. You're not here by an accident. You were born to do something great with your life. You were born to make a difference with your life. This is a fact. Every one of us was put here to do something special, and that special thing is to help one another in some way, shape, or form. And if you can just remember that and negotiate the price in advance, decide now that your will to win cannot be bought by any failure or any success.
Make 2025 the year when you finally demand not just more of yourself, but the best of yourself. So don't wait, don't procrastinate, don't let another year slip by. The perfect moment doesn't exist. Only moment is now.
2025 is coming. And for some of you, it doesn't feel like hope. It feels like another mountain to climb, another year of dragging the weight of everything you've been through. Maybe 2024 wasn't kind to you. Maybe it took more than it gave. Maybe it left you with scars you're still learning to carry. Breakups, tragedies, losses, failures. Maybe this year chewed you up and spit you out, and now you're standing at the edge of a new year, wondering if you even have the strength to try again. But listen to me. 2025 doesn't have to be a continuation of your pain. It can be a transformation. It can be the year you stop letting what happened to you define what's ahead of you. It can be the year you turn every ounce of pain, every heartbreak, every loss into fuel. Here's the thing about hardship. It doesn't have to break you. It can build you. The worst years of your life? They can be the foundation for the best ones, but only if you're willing to make that choice. So how do you make 2025 the year you rise? How do you turn tragedy into triumph, heartbreak into growth, failure into momentum? Let's break it down.
Because you see the gap between where you were and where you could have been. It's a reflection of your potential, of the life you know you're capable of living. And that's not something to be ashamed of. That's something to use. The question is, how?
First, you have to let go. Not in the passive way people tell you to move on, but in the active way of choosing not to carry the weight of what you can't control. The past is heavy, and if you bring it into 2025, it will crush you. Yes, what happened to you was unfair. Yes, it hurt. Yes, you didn't deserve it. But holding on to the anger, the regret, the why me will keep you chained to it. And you can't build a new life while you're still holding on to the ruins of the old one. Letting go doesn't mean forgetting. It doesn't mean pretending it didn't happen. It means acknowledging it, learning from it, and then choosing to move forward.
But you can change what comes next.
Every regret holds a lesson. Every missed opportunity, every mistake, every failure is trying to teach you something. But you have to be willing to learn. Ask yourself, why do I regret this? What would I do differently if I had the chance? What does this regret reveal about what I value, about who I want to be? The answers won't always be comfortable. They might force you to confront parts of yourself you'd rather ignore. But those answers are the key to growth. They're the blueprint for the person you're becoming. Regret without reflection is wasted pain. Don't waste it. Once you've learned the lesson, it's time to act. Regret is a fire. If you let it burn out of control, it'll consume you. But if you harness it, if you direct it, it can be the fuel that drives you to change. Let your regret remind you of what's at stake. Let it push you to take the chances you were too scared to take before. Let it inspire you to show up differently, to live more intentionally, to stop waiting for the perfect moment and start creating the life you want. Because here's the thing about regret. It's not there to punish you. It's there to motivate you, to wake you up, to say, you don't have to make the same mistakes again. You don't have to keep living this way. You can do better if you choose to.
This might be the hardest part, forgiving yourself. Because regret often comes with guilt, with shame, with the weight of feeling like you've let yourself or someone else down. But carrying that guilt doesn't serve you. It doesn't fix the past. It doesn't make you stronger. Forgiving yourself doesn't mean excusing what you did. It means acknowledging that you're human, that you're imperfect, and that you're trying. Forgive yourself not because you're letting yourself off the hook, but because you deserve the chance to move forward without the weight of shame holding you back. Regret looks backward. Resolve looks forward. Once you've learned from your regret, once you've forgiven yourself, it's time to focus on what's next. Ask yourself, what kind of person do I want to be? What kind of life do I want to build? And then start. Start small if you have to. Start messy. Start scared. But start. Because here's the truth. You can't change the past, but you can shape the future. And every choice you make, every action you take, is a chance to close the gap between who you are and who you want to be.
Here's the thing about regret. It hurts. It's supposed to. That's what makes it powerful. Pain has a way of sharpening our focus, of reminding us what matters. But regret is only destructive if you let it be. If you choose to let it fester, to let it define you, it will. But if you choose to use it, to learn from it, to let it propel you forward, it becomes a catalyst, a turning point, a source of strength. because regret isn't the end of your story. It's the beginning of a new chapter. One where you take the lessons of the past and use them to create a future you're proud of. One where you turn your pain into purpose, your failure into fuel, your loss into growth. So if you're carrying regret right now, if you're haunted by the things you wish you'd done differently, I want you to remember this. You're not alone. Everyone has regrets. Everyone has moments they wish they could take back. But the people who rise, the people who turn their lives around, the people who transform themselves, they're the ones who refuse to be defined by their past. They're the ones who choose to turn regret into resolve. And you, you can be one of them. The past is done. The future is waiting. Make it count.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.